Welcome to season two of our podcast. I'm Katie.
And I'm Natalie. Come along with us every week as we laugh, learn, and listen
to the stories that make up a mom's life. Do you have an advent calendar? You have one, right? My 12-year-old son asked me in front of my other son. And I looked at him with a little bit of a cock of my head and said, "No, why?" And he said, "Well, you said you had one, so I just was wondering if you had one," which led to me saying, "Did you snoop in my room to find it?" And that led to an interesting conversation. I have one son that is a snoopy son, one son that doesn't look, and then the four-year-old probably doesn't realize that she's supposed to, or maybe might want to. So do your kids snoop? What do you do at Christmas? Do you do Elf on the Shelf? Do you do Santa? Do you wrap your gifts? Do you put them in gift bags? Do you leave some unwrapped? We're breaking it down today.
Yeah, lots of holiday discussions now that the holidays are upon us. So you do Elf on the Shelf, and you are a blessing to everybody because you remind everybody to move their elf every night.
I do. Something I started a couple years ago. Yes, we do Elf on the Shelf. We've been doing it since 2011. And yeah, so that's a long time. And I started several years ago posting on Facebook or Instagram saying, "Don't forget to move your elf tonight." Funny stuff like that.
And I love that. And it's helped me today. Believe me. We both woke up and I was like, "Did you move it?" Yeah. "No, crap."
Yes. And then other people comment and they're like, "This is why I don't do that."
Which
I get. Elf thing. Yeah.
I love asking, it though. I got to say it's kind of a fun little thing that you can do for a month with your child. And it's like, you know, only lasts a month. You know, it's really, I get if you don't have time, but it's fun to think it magic. And be creative instead of just moving them around. It's also fun to be creative.
It is fun. And we're asking that on Instagram today. So if you have a chance now, if you're listening to this, that's not today that it's airing, you know, you won't see this, but if you do, we're kind of asking like, does your elf, if you do it, does it do crazy stuff or does it move from shelf to shelf? And most people move it from shelf to shelf.
Yes. Well, we have been doing that the last week, so we need to get more creative now.
Yeah.
But some creative stuff we've done, recently or like in past years, I would say, is my husband put masks on them and put them 6 feet apart.
That's funny.
Yeah. He's very much a doctor. So there you go. And we made it a spa one before. So the elf got a spa treatment. So it's fine.
I love trying to be creative. Sometimes it's shelf to shelf. Sometimes I throw it on the tree because I woke up and I forgot.
Right.
Sometimes I hate the elf. Sometimes I love the elf. But I do try to find stuff that is easy. If you can find, this is a fun tip. If you can find white cotton candy, in like a little bag that they sell, you can make, like a winter wonderland and tell them they can eat the snow for the first time. Cause you're not supposed to eat snow outside, even though my kids do it anyway, but that's kind of a fun one. And then, yeah, you can check out our Instagram. We have just different ideas and tips, but there's also a stat on our Instagram. 67% of people say they love Elf on the Shelf. 33 say not doing it. Never know.
So yeah. There you go. Well, you know, it's really split down there. Yeah. Okay. So, the other thing that I wanted to discuss on this holiday episode was hiding your gifts. And you alluded to this because I found this fascinating article recently from Motherly, and it was like, parents need to get more creative when they hide their gifts. And you know, the number one place that parents hide gifts is their bedroom closet.
Get your kids out of the room if they're listening to this right now.
guess where my presents are? There.
Yep.
In my bedroom closet. And I was like, oh man, I'm a statistic.
You are a statistic. That is an interesting. And so, yeah, that happened in my house last night. My kid, I know my 12-year-old because he's sneaky, found the advent calendar that I was going to set out this morning for the elf to come. And so I couldn't set it out because then he 100% knows that the elf is not. He knows. He 100% knows. But part of me just wants to keep the magic alive longer. Yeah. And I don't know if the younger one saw it. So yes. Where do I hide my gifts? Under my bed, in my closet, in my garage, and in my car. Mine are... Ooh. Literally everywhere. The car is a tip from my mom. She used to stick them in her trunk and cover with a blanket because the car locks. Now, I do not advise this if you park outside of your apartment or home.
Oh my.
If somebody might steal them, or like if you have something that might melt or not do well in the cold. So you really have to be careful. But then I've also hidden them at work, at my mom's house, at my neighborhood, my neighbor's house. My kids' Christmas is all over my city right now.
Oh, I love that though. Cause then if they find it one spot, then it's not ruined forever. Yeah. I caught my almost 5-year-old trying to get into my closet the other day. Cause she full on knows that they're in there, but it's locked. Uh-huh. And so she was trying to find the key. She was up on like a stool and trying to find the key and to put it in there. I was like, oh no. So next year we're going to have to start finding a different
trunk. I will say you just have to be trustworthy. The trunk covered up.
That's a hard in a van. As long as she doesn't like see it when I go get groceries or something, but covered up. Uh-huh. Yes. Then she might not. Maybe I have one more year of that.
Well, I think it was last year I had mine, and this is a great story as to why not to just follow the advice that I gave you of the car. There's probably a million reasons, and probably most Consumer Reports people will be like, that's a terrible idea. I went to go pick up my groceries. I had one kid in the front seat with me and all of the presents in the very, very back of the van covered with a blanket. And the grocery pickup lady, as she was loading my presents and she could see my 10-year-old kid sitting in the front seat, says to me, hiding some Christmas presents under here, under this blanket, are you? I'm like, what are you doing? Why would you sit? Well, I'm not now. I sure was.
Thank you for ruining Christmas.
Ruined.
Yeah. Oh my, come on, lady.
That was hilarious. You know?
All right. So that's ridiculous. I mean, seriously, but that we need more ideas about where to hide. So this article also says, the bedroom closet obviously is the biggest one. A spare bedroom is the second biggest one.
Say biggest as places not to hide.
So this is the place that everyone will look, like kids will look first. Okay. Those are the places, but they less kids will look in their own room. Interesting. If there's a spot or in a shed or a bathroom, like a bathroom closet, maybe.
Oh, I have gifts in my bathroom closet, both bathroom closets and in our shed. I'm telling you, we have gifts all over the city and my house. I have them in both bathroom closets. Here's my other
question. Do you ever forget one? Cause I would forget.
Every year.
I would be like, oh, there's that gift. Oh, I find it like halfway through the next year.
What's really great is you're already on a head start for next year when you find those.
Or unless they're wanting that one thing and you're like, oh no, what did I put it?
And you have to tear it apart. It is interesting though. I think
that tells you where everything is.
Yeah. My sister has a locked closet in her garage. I do think storing them, honestly, one of the best places I ever did was work. If you have a place or an office or somewhere that you can go at work, they're never there. That is. And as long as it's locked and you know, you have good security, I think that's one of the best places is to take them into work. I also wrap at work a lot and then they're just there. And then somebody goes and picks them up that night.
Oh, that's a great idea. Now this place or this article, they said garage is definitely like where kids do not think to look.
Mine do.
Your kids are sneaky. It's like that off of Friends when they all try to find the presents every year.
Yes.
Putting diversions out, like wrap a shoe up.
I told them, I said, if you look, you're not going to get that present. And I find out that you found it. And I said, Ian, it can really screw you over looking because that might be for someone else and you think it's for you and it isn't.
Exactly. And then you get your hopes up. That's what I told my daughter. I was like, do you want this to be ruined all in like 5 seconds?
And that's the problem is that they can't, like, they don't have those patience, you know?
And okay. But the Santa gift, seriously, it would totally ruin that. And then I would have to.
So let's talk about that. If you do Santa in your home, which I do, and you do as well, some people do not bring Santa in and everything's for mom and dad. But if you do, and I know that this is a debate in your home, do you wrap every present from you and Santa, or is anything left unwrapped, like fresh off the truck, almost sitting under the tree?
So my husband grew up in a house where they did not wrap. Now they had like a lot of kids. So I think it was just a lot for my mother-in-law to do, probably wrap all the gifts, but they didn't wrap. And it was just free for all. When you get up in the morning, you go and see your pile and there you go.
So nothing was wrapped.
Nothing was wrapped. Now my parents wrapped everything. Mm-hmm. Or Santa wrapped everything. It was different wrapping paper. It was very sneaky, you know? And so we've had this debate in our house, like, what do we do? But I'm gotta be honest. I'm team wrap. You know, we've talked about this. It just takes a little bit of the fun out of it. Cause then it's like, I just spent all this time figuring out the perfect gift for Santa to bring. And now it's gone, you know, in the blink of an eye, it's like, all the surprise is done. Whoops.
I think that one of my favorite pictures every year are the reaction shots. And maybe it's the, you know, we both work at a news station. Maybe it's the, like the producer in me that's maybe like, go for the action and the reaction. Way.
I'm like, oh, I want to see that glow on their face.
But like I take a picture too, or sometimes a quick video and you can look back at that. I remember one year Santa brought Millennium Falcon Lego set. I mean, that thing is hundreds of dollars, and they rip the paper open as fast as they can and go, otherwise you've got like a sweatshirt, a Millennium Falcon, a doll, and they just see it.
I feel like it's overwhelming because then it, like we talked about this on our previous episode, you know, if you get, there's too much stuff, it's overwhelming for kids. Why not let them do one at a time and enjoy that experience a little bit longer?
Yeah. So. I do not support unwrapped gifts in any way. I just want to be very clear.
The only exception is big items that I get. Cause then I'm like, fine, they can be out. But
yeah, I wrap every single thing, but I'll go to like lengths of throwing a blanket over a big item with putting a bow on it.
Yeah. So the big, that's a good idea. Blanket.
But that's because my kids are sneaky. They're getting older and I want to be out there to see their face when they first see the tree. And one year they went out without me and started opening.
Oh no. Yeah.
They were little. It's not like they were two, but they were like old enough to know better, but they did it anyway. And I heard crinkling and I was like, so that's
Yeah. And you did all that work and you want to see their reaction.
Yeah. It's really about me.
Really? But who cares? Of course it is.
I don't care.
Moms bring the magic.
I know.
We need to get the reward at the end of it. That's how it
you
is.
Do. You do. Here is a question that has nothing to do with anything, but is fun for holiday. Are you team white lights or team colored lights?
Ooh. If I had to choose my and have it my way, it would be white lights. Actually, it's hilarious in my house because we have a pre-lit tree because I'm just don't have time to do that every year.
So
it's pre-lit too. And it's got one of those buttons on the bottom that you can
switch
it. So it's got the colored or the white lights. And every year, I mean, for the last 2 years, I should say, it's been a battle between my daughter and I, and I will change it to white lights and she goes in and changes it to colored lights. I feel like I'm off of Sleeping Beauty when they're changing the color of the dress.
Completely same. That's what happens. And we have a remote control with ours. And
oh, it does, even better.
Has 7 settings. And she'll be like, 1 is white and that's boring.
Yes.
And 2 is this. And I'm like, white is pretty.
White is so pretty.
Yes. I love color. But I also love color lights. And so I like colored lights on the house. I think it looks so festive, but I like a tree in white.
Which is funny because I always liked white lights. I mean, really for anything and for the outside of the house too. But ever since I had kids, I'm like, oh, I want it to be more fun.
Yeah.
And so now I'm team colored lights outside. And so we've got candy canes and crap like that. So it's
crap like that.
Okay. But going back to the tree thing, this is another thing that I'm starting to notice more and more every year. Like I want the tree to be done in a certain way. And my husband and my daughter are up there putting ornaments wherever they want. And I'm like, oh, like, no,
they're doing it wrong. Yeah.
Like totally. I just need to be like the Monica of Friends and do my half. And then this is your half. And then I switch it around.
Or we just redo it after they go to bed and it's like, this is where they go for real. You can have your little fun time, but this is where, or trees for their room is fun. So like they can decorate them.
That's a good idea. Cause she wants to put all these, you know, crazy ornaments up there. And I'm like, that's cute, but she will find it. Like if I moved it, she will find it the next day and be like, you move this. I need it to come back this way. And I'm like, oh little thing.
That's she next year.
So I need is my own separate tree. That's what I need. So
I was
like
going to say maybe
a fun tree somewhere and like a nice tree somewhere.
Yeah. It is funny as we get older, like, and I'm sure some people might listen to this and be like, let the kids have some ornament magic. And it's like, listen, everything we do is for them. Everything from the wrapping to the hiding, to the elf mischievousness. Let us just have the tree. Can we have the tree?
Preach. Yes.
Let us have the tree. That's all I want.
Yes.
I don't even want a gift. I don't want anything. And I love their handmade ornaments. I put them on the tree.
For sure.
Can we space them out?
That's yeah. It. And put them somewhere else. Like I love family ornaments. Don't get me wrong, too. But I just want to have my colors in there too.
Yeah. I get it. It's a struggle.
Yeah. I started a new tradition this year and I think I'm going to start it. I'm going to hold firm on it. I'm getting Emma, maybe both my kids, once they turn a certain age, an ornament every year.
Yes. That is fun. We do that. We laid ours out last night on the table. And the first ornament we have together is from 1996.
Oh, wow. We started doing that this year too with Doug and I, but I thought if I started giving Emma one every year, then she'll have like, you know, 17, 16 by the time she leaves the
house. That's right. Yes.
So then she'll have enough to, you know.
I do the same. I will tell you the problem is where you get to with me, where Scott and I exchange one every year. So that's two ornaments. And then I get the kids one every year. So that's three. So every year we add five ornaments to our tree and we have since 1990. Well, no, I'm sorry. When I said 98, since 1998, we have done that.
Dang.
And that's a really long time. So you need
a separate spot for that.
Yeah. You need a lot of trees or you can pick certain ones, but no, it's an adorable thing. And like, I try to do something like themed from the year or pictures or something.
Yeah.
Like
something that represents the year,
but that's fun. Yeah. I think she will love that.
And then write the year on the back or whatever. And it's like a special thing. So yeah, that's a fun new thing we started this year.
Awesome. I don't know. I'm always coming up with new ideas for Christmas. Our advent calendar is probably my favorite thing. Not the one that they snooped and found.
Well, that is a pretty cool idea.
But I do, like acts of service for our advent every year. I think I talked about it last year, but that's my favorite thing is it's not all like you don't get sweet treats every day. And some people love that and it's easy and that's great. But I'd rather do something different. So we might go Christmas caroling one day, or we might drop off stuff at the shelter for the animals, or then we might go look at Christmas lights and drink hot chocolate. It's kind of like instead of you get something, cause you'll be getting it all on Christmas, you get to do something,
which is what this is all about.
Yeah. Or it might be like drive around and look at lights or whatever, but I think that's probably my favorite thing that we do. And they do look forward to it, but I also got a hot sauce advent calendar for my boys this year.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah. Did they find that? Well, they found it already.
I guess that's what they found, but they're saying they didn't. Oh. So.
Hot sauce advent calendar. Interesting.
Yeah. My kids are obsessed with hot sauce. So they will get a new hot sauce every year. Oh, and my other favorite, which you could do now, and I think I've told you about this, is I do the 12 beers and the 12 root
beers. That's what I was thinking. Christmas. Yeah. You do a great. Yeah.
Those are so fun. So like if you are a beer lover and you obviously can't give your kids beer. So there's tons of root beers and you can go to different stores and find them. So that's a fun thing to do. Like throughout, you just get a box and they punch through the top. Again, I think I've talked about it, but you know what, maybe you're a new listener and you think that's super fun.
And we need the reminder.
And you need the beer really. So to get through the holidays are hard. It's just hard.
I might do a wine one.
I did a wine one for my mom last year. It was super fun.
Oh, how cute.
You can do a whiskey one.
Like 12 days one. Maybe I'll do that.
I did 12. Yeah. You can do whiskey. You can do wine. You can do anything you want.
Oh, I think that's a song.
That is. All right. Well, we hope that you're enjoying Christmas season and traditions and coming up with new ones. And we'll keep asking all kinds of fun questions on our social media pages. Definitely listen to, if you've missed any episodes, go back and see. We talked about saying no. We talked about getting rid of your kids' crap, which is great to listen to before Christmas.
Yes, I did that. I did it. I got rid of it. We're getting ready for the all the onslaught of new stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah. We hope you enjoyed this one and just a little fun little Christmas episode. And remember to not take everything so seriously out there. Make sure that you all have fun as well as your kids this year.
Such a good point.
Okay. We'll see you next week.